This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 26, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, while it's anyone's guess whether a hotel in Peabody Square or one built on stilts off Route 1 will materialize, the prospect of a hotel just off Route 114 across from the North Shore Mall seems much more certain. Local business partners Peter Pantazelos and Daniel Mamola are planning a five-story boutique hotel that will be located next to their newest eatery, Alto, which is slated to open this spring. The hotel would include 16 to 20 high-end guest rooms, likely with kitchenettes, a coffee shop on the first floor, and parking underneath, according to attorney Jason Panos, who is representing the partners before the city of Peabody. The prospective clientele will mainly be people in town on business, he said, but may also include shoppers or groups visiting for an event. The hospitality center, as Panos describes it, is situated on a hill at the convergence of Cross and Prospect Streets just across from Macy's at the mall and next to Long's Jewelers. More on the story in today's Salem News by John Castelluccio. Budgets and public safety are making the news in Lynn, Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the Lynn police and fire chiefs sounded the alarm Tuesday night about the budget crunch that is impacting public safety. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, "The police and fire departments have been ignored money-wise for years," said Fire Chief James McDonald. "The schools are not the only city department experiencing growth. What about us? We are doing what we can do with less, but it's not safe." Police Chief Michael McGeary said that his department is operating with 181 officers, down from the peak of about 193 in 2010. Based on next year's budget that includes contractual obligations for raises, he said, they will continue to move in that direction. Quote, "We've already had to absorb $1 million worth of cuts, reduced many of our prevention programs, cut our investigative services to the bone, and reduced patrol officers. There is no money to be found. Given retirements coming up this year, we could be down 24 officers, and that's significant." The chiefs appeared before the City Council's Public Safety and Public Health Committee. McDonald said that the cuts are not just impacting firefighters. He said Lynn's 8 fire stations need work and some must be replaced. The most recent fire station was built in 1968 and the oldest was constructed in 1898, he said. Any repairs or improvements that have been made in the stations, like fixing leaky roofs, have been done by the firefighters on their own time, he said. McDonald said that he has sent letters to Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy and Peter Caron, the city's chief financial officer, about the state of the fire stations and has not received a response. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Christian Wade, the State House reporter, reports that Senate Republicans are pressing for a new investigation into the state's drug lab in the wake of a scandal that rocked the judicial system. A bill expected to be filed on Wednesday by Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr on behalf of the GOP would require a comprehensive audit of all state forensic labs by September 1. Tarr is quoted as saying the justice system was compromised because a so-called scientist with falsified credentials lied about her work for years. Prosecutors say former chemist Annie Dukem faked drug tests, mixed drugs from cases, kept fraudulent records, and even testified to the accuracy of her work at the Department of Health's Hinton Drug Lab. Dukem resigned in 2012 and was convicted a year later of tampering with evidence, perjury, and falsely certifying the presence of illegal drugs. Tarr's proposal requires the state auditor's office to conduct reviews every 3 years to detect and prevent the mishandling of forensic evidence. He has said the proposal was prompted by an editorial calling for regular audits of the state drug lab, which was published by the Salem News and other North of Boston Media Group newspapers 2 weeks ago. More on the story. In your local paper, the Salem News, the Gloucester Times, story written by Christian Wade, the State House reporter. The Daily Item and Item Live are reporting that Swampscott town election had a low voter turnout on Tuesday, but featured two upsets with the chairs of the Board of Health and the trustees of the public library losing their seats. Emily Silly, a registered nurse, defeated Martha Danstil, 678-579, for a seat on the Board of Health. Danstil is the current chairwoman of the board, which she has been on for 3 terms and 9 years. Herrick Wales, a schoolteacher in Marblehead and chairman of the library trustees, was defeated by Ellen Winkler, an attorney in Marblehead and president of Friends of the Swampscott Public Library. Winkler, who was elected for a three-year term, received 619 votes to 567 for Wales. The third contested race on the ballot was for school committee, which saw the two incumbents, Suzanne Wright and Gargi Cooper, retain their seats for a second three-year term, holding off a challenge from Melissa Carmeier. Wright was the top vote-getter, receiving 876 votes. Cooper received 774, while Carmeier had 524. Voter turnout was at 13%. And once again, back to Christian Wade, the State House reporter. A Republican-led plan to reel in health care costs would require some mass health recipients to work to help pay for coverage and ban those who can get insurance from their employers. The proposal, unveiled Monday by Representative Jim Lyons, Republican from Andover, Mark Lombardo, Republican from Billerica, and others, seeks to cap spending on the state's Medicaid program at 30% of the $40 billion annual budget through a raft of controversial reforms. Among the mass health recipients whose income is above the federal poverty line would have to pay $2,000 a year to help defray their insurance costs. Those who aren't working but deemed able-bodied would be required to get a part-time job. Again, more on this story in the Gloucester Times and the Salem News, story written by Christian Wade, the State House reporter. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.